This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Lowe's knows how to turn big plans into real results. Whether it's new appliances or a home refresh, get started with 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more with a MyLowe's Rewards credit card, January 15th through the 30th. So you can invest in your upgrade now and pay over time. Lowe's, we help you save. Offer subject to credit approval and cannot be combined. Minimum monthly payment required. See store or Lowe's.com for details.
Hello, word nerds. I am glad you're here. Thank you for turning on this podcast called The Dictionary. I read it. I talk about it. Sometimes other people talk about it, too. It's fun times. Fun times. Good educational fun times. Okay. The first word is breaching. B-R-E-E-C-H-I-N-G. And this is a... could also be breaching. I guess it depends on where you are, if you want to do the long E or the I sound. This is a noun from circa 1524. 1. The part of a harness that passes around the rump of a draft animal, like breeches, like pants. Number 2. The short, coarse wool on the rump and hind legs of a sheep or goat. Also, the hair on the corresponding part of a dog. I feel like my headphones are too loud. Let's turn them down. Okay, now we have breech loader. One word, noun from 1855. A firearm that loads at the breech. Breech loading is an adjective. Next is breech presentation. Two words. We learned about this in the last episode a little bit. Noun from 1811. Presentation of the fetus in which the breech is the first part to appear at the uterine cervix. So yeah, I think that's just supporting what I thought, which is basically the legs or the butt is the first part to appear. Okay, next is breed, B-R-E-E-D, first form, verb, could also just be bread with one E, bread or breed. It is a verb from before the 12th century. We are starting with transitive. 1. To produce offspring, that's in parentheses, by hatching or gestation. 2a, we have the number one definition for the word beget, B-E-G-E-T. 2b, synonyms are produce and engender. It's the word gender with an E-N at the front, as in despair often breeds violence. 3, to propagate, plants or animals, sexually and usually under controlled conditions, as in bred several strains of corn together to produce a superior variety. So that is why we had breed, also bred. I guess that's the past form, and then the present form is breeding. Okay, now we have 4a. Synonyms are bring up and nurture, as in born and bred in the country. Next is 4b, to inculcate by training. Inculcate. I-N-C-U-L-C-A-T-E. Inculcate. However you want to say it. As in, breed good manners into one's children. Now we have 5a. We have the number 3 definition for the fourth form of the word mate. M-A-T-E. Fourth form of mate, third definition. 5b, to mate with, and a synonym is inseminate. Next is 5C. The number two definition for the word impregnate is our synonym. Number six, to produce a fissionable element by bombarding a non-fissionable element with neutrons from a radioactive element. Lots of stuff in there. Okay, now we have the intransitive definitions. 1A, to produce offspring by sexual union. 1B, synonyms are copulate and mate. Number two, to propagate animals or plants. Breeding, maybe we'll talk about that later. Okay, now we have the second form of breed. It is a noun from 1553. One, a group of usually domesticated animals or plants, presumably related by descent from common ancestors and visibly similar in most characters. Number two, a number of persons in the same stock. Three, synonyms are class and kind, as in a new breed of athlete. Yeah, so breeding is an interesting thing. In terms of animals, dogs especially, I think it's super fascinating that all dogs came from wolves, either accidentally or by the human hand. They were bred, you know, there were different characteristics, both mental and physical characteristics that people liked, and so they bred those dogs to, you know, make these specific breeds. So when people say pure breed, first of all, there's been a lot of inbreeding going on to keep that breed pure, quote-unquote pure, but there's also a lot of problems with the with those dogs. There tend to be a lot of issues, genetic issues, because of all the inbreeding. They tend to be expensive. They also tend to just get sicker. And so I have so many thoughts about this. I personally do not believe in the act of breeding, so I'm sorry if I'm losing some listeners. I think that if you want to get a dog, you should get a mutt, you should rescue one, whatever it is. I can't support the act of breeding dogs. I just feel like it's you know, that's as far as I'm going to go on that. But the fact that it has happened is fascinating because there are so many different dogs, dog types, dog characteristics, and they all came from wolves. I want to see somebody sort of do like a time-lapse animation or something to show, like, how did you get from a wolf to a pug? I mean, what? How did that happen? I just find it fascinating. You can look back, you can find photos of dogs from 100 years ago, you know, looking at the same breed today, and they look so different. It's just really fascinating. And then, you know, on the plant side, it's kind of the same thing. People, you know, bananas have been bred, whatever it is, you know, fruits and vegetables can be bred in certain ways. They can literally take the stalks or the, you know, the branches or whatever it is from two different plants to create a new thing. They'll literally, like, they'll tape them together, and they'll grow into each other, and it creates these new things. It's just really a fascinating science. So that's all I have to say about that. That was a lot. Sorry. But we are going to move on to the word breeder. Speaking of breeding, noun from 1531. One that breeds, as A, an animal or plant kept for propagation, and B, one engaged in the breeding of a specified organism. C, a nuclear reactor designed to produce more fissionable material than it uses as fuel, called also breeder reactor. Next is breeding, noun from the 14th century. One, the action or process of bearing or generating. Two, synonym is ancestry. 3A is archaic, and the synonym is education, as in, she had her breeding at my father's charge, and that is a quote from Shakespeare. 3B, training in or observance of the proprieties. Number 4, the sexual propagation of plants or animals. Next we have breeding ground, two words, noun from 1630. 1, the place to which animals go to breed. 2, a place or set of circumstances suitable for or favorable to growth and development, as in hurricane breeding grounds. Yeah, I know whales and probably other similar animals, salmon, they have a specific place that they go to every year, or maybe even a couple of times a year, depending on the species, what the animal is. They'll go to a place to breed. That's where they go. And, you know, somehow they may never go back there until it's time to breed. And somehow they know how to get there. They have these crazy sixth senses. They're so much more in tune with nature than we are. It's really fascinating. All right, next we have breeks. B-R-E-E-K-S. Noun, could also just be bricks. Noun from the 14th century. It is chiefly Scottish, and the synonym is breeches. So it's basically just talking about pants, I think. All right, let's see. That's good for that. Now we are moving on to the word breeze. First form, noun from 1626. 1A, a light, gentle wind. It's like the air is breathing on you. I wonder if that actually... No. Okay. 1B. A wind of from 4 to 31 miles an hour. Whoa. Okay. That came out weird. That is also 6 to 50 kilometers an hour. A wind of from 4 to 31 miles an hour. That's very specific. That's a breeze. If it's more than 31 miles an hour, it's not a breeze anymore. Number two, something easily done. And a synonym is cinch. Like, oh, reading this book is a breeze. Breezeless is an adjective. And the phrase in a breeze means easily. So this is probably from the Spanish word brisa, B-R-I-S-A, brisa, which means northeast wind. That's very specific that it's northeast. I mean, what about southwest or southeast, or, you know, why don't they get any love? Do they have specific words for that? And then why did that one become the English word breeze? Or probably, because that's where it says probably from that. What I was going to say before was, you know, is the word breeze and breathe, B-R-E-A-T-H-E, are they related at all? You know, it said a light, gentle wind. Like I said, it's like the air is breathing on us, and they sound very similar. So I wonder if that was if there was a connection there at all. Now we have the second form of breeze. By the way, breeze is the last word for this episode. We've got one more form after this one, but the second form is a verb from 1907. One, to move quickly. No, to move swiftly and airily, as in breezed past the protesters. Number two. To make progress quickly and easily, as in breezed through the exam. Also as in breezed to victory. That's that one. And then the third form of breeze is a noun from 1726. Residue from the making of coke or charcoal. Coke? Which kind of coke are we talking about here? Residue from the making of coke or charcoal. That is probably modified from the French braise, which means cinders, and there's more at the word braise. Yeah, I've never heard of breeze used in that way. So we had breaching, breech loader, breech presentation, breed, breeder, breeding, breeding ground, breeks or bricks, and breeze. Well, I feel like even though I have mixed feelings on certain aspects of it, I think I'm going to pick the word breed as the word of the episode. We all exist because our parents and our grandparents and our great-grandparents, etc., they all breeded to make us the statistics, the chances of you specifically being here on this earth are incredibly rare and crazy. You are a direct line from the very first forms of life on this planet. How many ever millions or billions of years ago, every single one of us, we have a direct line back to that very original first form of life. Which is pretty amazing. You know, whatever form that was, single-celled something, a weird amoeba thing, that line has never broken. And for those of us who do not have kids, we are breaking that line. We are not breeding. There's a lot of people on this earth, and I think we need to slow it down a little bit. But, you know, we still, people are still good, so, you know, some of you still want to breed, and that's cool. People are fine, just maybe not so many people. Anyway, I'm going to get off whatever horse that was and end this episode. Thank you very much for listening. And until next time, this is Spencer Dispensing Information. Goodbye.